do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
But we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Crab Diving Thursday, y'all, blasting at you live from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. Squeal, squeal. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. However you're receiving us, we appreciate fuck out of it.
Ooh,
we're going to be here for a couple hours. Yeah. All kinds of fun stuff to talk about.
I mean, we'll be here for a couple of hours, I guess.
Hopefully.
You never know. You never know.
Strap in, strap on, everybody. Join us. Have a beverage of, or a smoke of your choice.
Yes.
Have
an enema. What?
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Ooh. Thanks for joining our warm and loving community on the social medias at Crab Diving on the Twitter. You can tweet us during the show and hop on our Facebook page.
Ooh. Hop lots on of, our face.
lots of fun happening.
Oh, you can edit that line in one hilarious way. Hop on our face.
Thanks for joining us. We'll, you know, let's just dive into it. I'm in the middle of a sneezing fit.
Corona.
It's not the corona. It's
God,
not the COVID.
Yeah. People are having all kinds of fits. They are nuts. I just read a story about a funeral. Well,
you're trying to get our county commissioner after us, aren't you?
Oh my God. That guy is a big piece of shit. Doug Underhill. Go fuck yourself, dude. Go fuck yourself. He said to me in an email, there's no scientific evidence that supports a stay-at-home thing or what the fuck ever. Is he crazy?
Well, didn't you use profanity in your email?
No, I said economy be damned.
Oh,
damned?
Well.
Oh, you
he
fucking.
He is a Republican.
God, you snowflake.
You're very sensitive.
Yeah, we're all sensitive and we're all fragile. That's why we are all social distancing and staying at home so we don't die from this fucking virus. You pile of yak cum.
So, we've got all kinds of shit going on in the world. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal. Did I say that already? Crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go to buy something from the Amazon, we get a little commissione. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
What do you think in a Google search, if you type in Amazon, do you think a website for the river pops up first or Jeff Bezos' evil ass empire?
Of course.
That's amazing. The Amazon.
I don't think the Amazon River does a lot of SEO work.
Yeah. That river will fuck you up. The animals in it will. Anacondas.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPost.
But they don't have, there are no alligators or crocodiles in the Amazon. Is that correct?
I don't fucking know.
I don't know. I've never been there.
Why wouldn't there be?
I really don't know. I thought I heard Jacques Cousteau say that before he died.
Oh.
He's a French guy that used to scuba dive a lot. Now he's dead.
The HuffPo, the headline over there says new small biz relief set stage for another debacle.
God, wait, that sounds like bad news.
Click on the page and it says Congress sets up another mad dash. Congress. Jesus Christ.
Hey, you want to go? What's that?
Oh, man. I was channeling my South Side of Chicago upbringing.
You
want
to go to the White Castle? You want to go to White Castle?
Congress sets up another mad dash for small business cash.
Yeah.
Business groups are pleading for changes to the Paycheck Protection Program, which has come under mounting criticism for giving money to big companies.
Who did people in the South Side hate? Was that Jan Byrne or
Black people?
Jane Byrne.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah.
Who was that?
Jane Byrne was mayor of Chicago for a while.
Is she the one that told people to something about not driving in some blizzard or something, and then she was hated or said something.
I thought that was Blandick, and she beat him on that whole.
What did Blandick say? Blandick.
I don't remember. There was just a blizzard. Jeez. Of 79 comes to my mind for some reason. My history is right for Chicago. The blizzard of 79 for some reason comes to mind. And it was, you know, crazy snow.
Yeah.
And maybe it was 83. They, you know, didn't do much.
Oh, really?
The city was paralyzed.
Yeah.
But it was like feet.
Right.
And feet of
snow. I was in Chicago for one of those blizzards. And I could not get to work in the city of Chicago.
Yeah.
And I lived in the city of fucking Chicago. It was crazy. Anyway, do you think people want a podcast about Chicago politics? I think
there probably is one.
Like old Chicago politics?
Oh, old Chicago politics.
Like, I would listen to that because Chicago politics is better than any other politics. I've lived in Chicago, L.A. Where is this?
We're in
Florida.
Pensacola, Florida. I bet there's a couple of good books.
I bet, you know.
That are out there.
I was
Mayor Daley's, the old Mayor Daley.
Oh, yeah. Richie Daley.
Jay.
He hit Richie people J. with baseball Daly. Bats, right? That was his thing during the didn't he tell the police to do bad shit during one of the Democratic conventions?
Oh yeah, to rough up the protesters, commie people, hippies, the stoned hippies protesting
but
the war.
But that guy's a Democrat.
Well, you know,
that guy
times.
Is a Democrat.
It was different times.
God.
The House today is set to allocate another $310 billion to a small business loan program it established.
Yay.
To provide relief to Americans out of work due to the coronavirus.
Right.
The bill, which the Senate passed earlier this week, also includes additional funding for hospitals, emergency disaster loans, and a national program to expand testing for the disease.
Right. Right. Well, that's good.
But after criticism of the relief scheme.
Yes.
After large and publicly traded firms received huge loans, the second round of the Paycheck Protection Program will have essentially the same structure.
So they get
desperate companies
more money.
Scrambling for cash and banks deciding who gets it based on their own preferences. See, this is what the Democrats are trying to get in some of the stuff. They got some. Sadly, this is what compromise we have to do because Mitch McConnell will only allow certain things.
Mitch McConnell.
So they have to compromise and they have to deal.
Yeah. The banks gave preferences to companies that already banked with them, right? Or had a business account.
Right. Or let's call them white people businesses.
Oh, shit. Yes. Why? But that's, I mean, if you're giving out loans and you give your own customers preferential treatment, is that bad? Is that ethically shitty? Or
if their government
is giving them money,
the money through you,
it is shitty. It's very shitty.
Right. Banks aren't giving people that loan. The banks are facilitating the loans.
Yeah,
the government is giving them the loan.
Right. And also, I want to say this. I wasn't trying to give Bank of America the benefit of the doubt. I was trying to understand it. Fuck those motherfuckers.
Man.
Fuck those oligarchs.
Kong toy already.
Fuck that Kong toy.
Decimated.
Right. Sad.
10 minutes in. An hour 50 to go.
We never figured out if that porn star actually exists or not.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Kong toy. We were saying maybe there's a...
Not we.
I. No, I swear to God.
So Representative Adriano Espalat from New York, who represents Upper Manhattan, said, I can count on one hand, literally on one hand, the number of businesses in my district who have received assistance.
Yes.
They got bamboozled. They're mad as hell. I'm mad as hell. All I could see all over the internet is people who were like, my business didn't get it. I couldn't get one. I couldn't get one either. I couldn't get one.
So what happened then? Did the money come from the government? The government gave it to the banks. And then Trump and his fiends were like, listen, I want you to give this company preferential treatment. And I want this company. I want Shake Shack to get a fuck ton of money.
Well, Shake Shack gave it back.
After they got caught, though.
Right.
Was that you or
no? That was the dog.
What was that movie? Do you remember that movie that everybody I got creeped out during it, but people made fun of me for it. The movie where things move on their own. You know, like
Amityville Horror.
No. Fuck. It's You guys know the movie. If there's anybody listening, tweet us at Crab Diving. What fucking movie was
it? There's a lot of movies.
Where things move
on their own.
The house was possessed. By a ghost.
Okay, a million movies.
And the whole thing
Poltergeist.
Was, it's shit would just move without touching it. No, a newer movie. A newer fucking movie.
The new Poltergeist.
You know, if I, go ahead. Yeah, it could be the new one.
The National Restaurant Association and the National Federation for Independent Business said Congress should let firms use the forgivable payroll loan for a 2-month period, blah, 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 blah. It says, under the current program, funds must be used within 8 weeks of the date when the loan is funded. You got to spend it within 8 weeks?
I thought it was supposed to pay for like 2 months of your salary or
that's
whatever.
That's what they're saying, 8 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Within 8 weeks.
The one of these National Federation of Independent Business people said it's kind of unworkable for a lot of businesses. The way that these the current structure is set up.
Yeah. Why? Because you don't get the money soon enough.
They also said more than 25, only 25% of the loan can be used to cover non-payroll expenses such as rent, utilities. So they're saying for a lot of places that's not workable,
right? Because I see. Because maybe they don't have workers or all of
because
the
like restaurants, the payroll is a smaller share of the costs.
Oh yeah.
At restaurants, right. And shit.
Yeah, because because servers get like minimum wage plus their fucking
minus.
Tip. Right. Minus, yeah.
They get servers' wages in some slave states.
That's insane.
Which is beyond ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. That's fucking stupid. That makes no fucking sense.
You're working, but we're only going to give you $2 an hour because you're going to make tips. Okay.
But
so?
what about if you get benefits based on the money you make, the money you actually show? And you're a person that is, you have a physically demanding job. Serving is, you need health care.
Right.
And then how does that even work now? Like the serving industry. Drones. Did you send your food out on a drone?
Well, here in Florida, everything will be firing right up pretty soon.
Oh, they don't give a fuck. Oh, that's right. We live in a place where nobody gives a fuck. Nobody fucking cares. Fuck it. Freedom.
Although even Trump was flinging Kemp under the bus yesterday when Trump was like, well, I don't agree with him. It's up to them how they do it, but I don't agree with. I think it's too soon. I don't know what he's doing down there.
Hear his body bouncing into the street and ran over by a semi truck. Just big, there's Kemp. Big loss. Fuck him.
But that's the retaliation for that Senate seat. Remember, what? he had some. Didn't he want Doug Collins, the one of his anal lickers,
is that on his LinkedIn page?
He wanted
Doug
him,
Collins,
right?
Formerly an anal licker at the Trump administration.
Trump wanted the governor to appoint that one person as senator.
Yeah.
And then he put in that Kelly Loeffler, the one who did some insider trading. Right.
A lot of insider trading, right? I mean.
But Trump didn't want her. Trump wanted Doug Collins.
And he didn't give her Doug.
And Kemp defied Trump.
Why would Kemp do that?
Who knows?
That makes no sense.
Because Kemp probably owed Kelly Loeffler more than he owed
Collins. I see. You're saying in Georgia politics, in Georgia state politics, there is a disgusting, dark, moldy underbelly.
Georgia.
To a bunch of other... Probably Florida. Most likely Alabama.
Not Mississippi, though.
Mississippi. Like,
everything's pristine.
Oh, yeah. I think their current senator said, hey, if you legalize public hangings, I'll grab a front row seat. Cindy Watzerfuck.
It's paraphrasing, but yeah. The
she sucks, man.
So there you go. It's the headline over at the HuffPo that apparently this next round, even though there were some concessions, there's still a bunch of bullshit.
Oh, yes.
That is not, that means there's going to be preferential treatment.
And oh, yeah.
Probably harder hit places are not going to get.
The people that actually need that money aren't going to get it.
Right.
It's like our government, it's insanity. Instead of bailing out people, they want to bail out a bottom line so their company doesn't lose any value because of a pandemic. But a company isn't a person.
Corporations are people, my friend.
Oh, who said that? Was that Mittens?
Mitt Romney.
Oh, God, Mittens, you big fucking piece of shit.
Corporations are people, my friend.
Oh, why don't you go tie your dog on top of your car, you fuck?
Over at the Drudge Report.
The
headline there.
Hmm.
Although, I mean, should we really? I might have to change our conservative.
Change it to Breitbart.
But that's
so stupid.
It's so crazy.
Oh, yeah. Put it on WND. What's one we used to do that never do anymore?
Fox, maybe? Or
no. Oh, yeah, Fox.
WorldNet Daily?
That's crazy.
Okay. Let's see.
Who said? One of them said. I love this one for some reason. Obama, before he left office, would engineer some sort of nuclear detonation or something in the fucking on the East Coast somewhere. Hey, I was like, I don't know. I've never met Obama. I've seen him in interviews where he seems kind of human, and I don't know that that's on his to-do list.
I'm just looking at the headlines.
God.
The COVID-19 scandal. Billionaire Bill Gates and the WHO.
We're going to die. We are all going to die from this shit.
Oh, a Norwegian psychiatrist. Norwegian psychiatrist says Joe Biden is suffering from dementia, worsening at a galloping speed.
Galloping? Galloping. Why? Why that imagery? That's terrifying. Now I'm thinking of dementia, galloping, chasing me down the street, fucking me up. Thank you. Galloping. God, I got lots of horse-themed imagery going through. I just read that story about Drake, his $400,000. His $400,000 mattress made out of horse hair.
Yeah, that we don't need stories like that at times like this.
God damn, Drake.
Doesn't make you feel like he's one of the people.
How the fuck do you even know about it? Think about this, though. The mattress gets flipped by people he hires from the outside.
No, I thought that comes with the...
Oh, with the company. You're correct.
Don't they come over and fluff it every once a year or something like that?
They flip the mattress, and then it's described as they massage it.
Oh. Can you be in it at the time?
I think you can do whatever you want.
I'm paying $300,000.
$400,000.
It better be daily massages of the mattress. Wink, wink.
They have to tell you, like, before you take this job, just know that the owner can shoot you for whatever reason.
Hey,
after you're done fluffing his mattress, massaging the horsehair mattress.
No.
What's she doing?
There's a wire with a piece of paper on it. It's the lamp cord.
Hey, that's the cord to my lamp.
And she's finding the little sticker on
buddy.
It. Fascinating.
That's my lamp cord.
So that's WND. Those are some of the headlines.
Yeah.
Over at WorldNet Daily.
Good shit, yes.
Let's check out Breitbart. Why the fuck not?
Breitbart will be racist as fuck, I imagine. Something like that.
Daily Caller is really bad, too.
Dude, Tucker has lost his fucking shit. He said something crazy last night. I forget what it was, but he said some crazy fucking Alex Jones shit.
Exclusive. Trump's original order halted foreign workforce flow to the U.S. Trump signed an executive order slowing some green card processing.
What the fuck is she doing? She's not doing anything but laying on her side and raking the carpet. It's not even fun.
Apparently it is.
Come here.
Trump signed an executive order slowing green card processing, though a prior draft of the order was much more expansive and broad.
Yeah.
Well, of course, if he probably told Stephen Miller.
Oh, yeah.
And they had to go through several new computer keyboards from all the stickiness.
My hand is congealed to the keys on this. You're going to have to cut my arms off. They use Stephen Miller jizz. It won't even melt.
The subsidy king Elon Musk questions government aid to oil and gas industry.
Oh God. Elon Musk wants a subsidy to build a rocket so we can get to Mars and not fucking die of corona. Is that what he wants to subsidize?
No, probably I'm got subsidies board. For his electric cars and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah. We don't see...
Which is where we should be going.
No. We're thinking about this incorrectly. Going places got us here. Human beings, I go to point A from point B. In between point A and point B, I catch God. A virus. I catch
Trump
a virus.
Trump thinks nobody should leave the country.
No.
And just travel in
no,
America.
No. Everyone in a place should stay in a place and don't go anywhere. Oh, and God. Then we get drone delivery of everything we need.
Oh, that's great. What kind of uniforms are we all wearing?
Very comfortable. very
great. What
color?
You're
at home.
Your initials on every uniform?
Not every uniform.
Oh, okay.
It's on the cuff. My face on the back of your fucking
over
socialism.
On the Trump advisor says put everybody in a space outfit.
Oh, okay, I get it. You're being a funny dickhead, aren't you?
One of President Trump's economic. Oh, this is Stephen Moore. This is the guy who wanted to head up the Fed, who was just some guy, some asshole on Fox.
Oh,
who literally has no qualifications.
But isn't that like all those fuck faces?
But this one worse than most.
Oh, okay.
Stephen Moore, a member of Trump's economic task force, talked to the New York Times about restarting the U.S. economy, saying he's been advising the president how, quote, we have to really get things opened as soon as May 1st.
Why? But why?
Because he's Trumpian.
But how are you going
to
be? Okay.
But how are states to send people back to work in a safe way that doesn't endanger public health? Moore offered a bit of an out-of-the-box suggestion.
Oh, yes. A box.
Quote, I was thinking this morning.
Oh. Yo, congrats. Hey, this morning got up.
No one should be. You shouldn't be talking then. You blew your wad for the day.
Oh, yeah. I blew my wad. I had an idea. That blows this guy's wad. I woke up this morning and had a thought. Who the fuck even says that?
Thinking this morning, and this is just kind of a thought experiment, because I was thinking about this while I was masturbating in the shower.
Yeah.
Listening to old Nuremberg rallies.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say Inya. I don't know why.
I was thinking about this. Why don't we just put everybody in a space outfit or something like that? No, seriously.
So is he making fun of people that want to shelter in place?
No, I think he's actually...
He thinks that's
thinking that we should have some like hazmat outfits that we all walk around in.
Okay. I am not trying to sound crazy, but we don't know how we are supposed to exist with this fucking virus. Maybe it is a case where everybody has to wear like a plastic onesie and walk around. So when the virus hits, it doesn't attach to your fucking fabric or some shit like that. We don't fucking know. I'm not saying that's the way we're getting out of the box. I'm saying our clothes.
You're in Stephen Miller's box.
I am not in
You're Stephen, in the other. You're no, outside no, the no, box no. with Stephen
you
Miller.
But
Moore.
Why,
Stephen Moore.
No, I am not in any kind of Stephen Miller box.
No, not
listen,
at all.
Listen, I'm just saying that maybe certain fabrics are more or less resistant to this virus, living and breathing on it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, like, your t-shirt might not be a good fabric, or my t-shirt might be a good fabric, but your hoodie could be a good fabric. We don't know.
Don't know. The Times noted to Miller that, well, we'd have to make the space outfits. And he said, I mean, just thinking out loud, and maybe this is a crazy idea, but instead of just locking down the economy, putting everybody in a kind of, well, you're right, you'd have to make 200 million of these, but it wouldn't have to cost $3 trillion to do that. I mean, I was looking online, and there are all these...
I was looking online!
Yeah, he's thought of this. There are all these kind of suits that they're building now that you're not exposed.
Well...
And you and you're breathing, well, kind of like a ventilator.
Okay. All I meant to say was we might have to wear protective gear, mm-hmm. clothing, you know. Yeah. Not like this.
Just thinking out loud, right?
This guy is like, I was researching online. That's that's the only place you research is online. If I say I was doing some research,
I'm going to go down to the library and look through the microfiche.
I got everything on this computer. It's on. Everyone's online. Fuck you, dumb fuck.
The Times quickly moved on. This is the week writing here. They say the Times quickly moved on without nearly as many follow-up questions as expected. What kind of journalism is this?
Why did the guy say it doesn't have? They don't have to cost $300, $320.
Before we move on, I'd like to explore your idea about space suits a little bit more, Mr. Moore.
Well, I think what happens is what happened was Mr. Moore hadn't really explored that idea that thoroughly. Do you know? He doesn't know shit about what he's saying.
Right. I think you could make them with catheters too, and poop catchers. You could just walk around and shit and piss in them all day.
That's a great idea, because there you are containing the COVID. I'm serious. See, that idea, what you just said, that might be a possibility we have to contend with. If COVID spreads in public restrooms, like we've learned, haven't we learned that? We did a show about the fecal flume, some horrible
fecal
shit.
Fecal plumes.
Plume, right. Oh, my God. I mean, if to avoid a fecal plume full of COVID means no more public restrooms, then what you describe...
Well, put a lid on the toilets and close the lid before you flush.
You could do that.
You avoid 90%+ of the fecal plume.
I have avoided 100% of it because I haven't gone in the public restroom. But really, I mean, you know, and it's not only the fecal plume that is prevalent in a restroom. There's got to be other shit. No pun intended.
You know what company we need to call?
Scroguard.
The secret is the high-quality premium latex that is thick enough to cover your genital area, but thin enough to feel like a second skin.
Ah!
Just fasten any two buttons securely into place.
Any
and when
two
you're
buttons?
Ready, tuck the condom into the base.
It's got buttons. It's latex underwear.
You don't remember
buttons.
This? Yeah, I on remember. Shark Tank.
This was not on Shark.
It absolutely was. Mr. Wonderful, try one on.
So that's the headline over there.
Thin enough to feel your genitals.
About
how did we
get to Stephen Moore thing? Oh, I saw that. It's another headline over at the HuffPo.
Did you go to Breitbart? Did we look there?
We did.
Okay. Which one was that?
What was the headline?
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
I don't remember.
Fucking Breitbart.
Trump advisor. Oh, we did that one already. Let's see what's going on at the Drudge. Or did we already do that? That's where Stephen Moore came from.
Okay, okay.
The headline at the Drudge is Trump advisor put everybody in a space. Oh, Drudge has had enough of Trump.
In all seriousness, and I know you agree with me, these idiots are going to kill us. These fucking motherfucking idiots are going to fucking kill us. And every single idiot that ever wanted a job in politics has moved to our area of Florida. I'm fucking convinced.
Yeah, I don't think Drug Report is real impressed with Trump. The headlines up at the top. Cuomo says 21% in New York City have antibodies.
Yeah, I heard him rattle off all those numbers.
Preliminary results. Oops. We can hear him. We can let everybody hear him. That's the wrong button.
Okay. I don't know what that button does that I touched.
A major operation that happens from now until the situation is over. It's new. It's technical. It's complex. It's a political football. But testing does a number of things for us. Number one, it reduces the spread of the virus by finding people who are positive, tracing their contacts, and isolating them. That's a...
Have I told you guys about my ratings, by the way?
You know, I mean...
Have I told you about my ratings? My ratings are great. Everybody's watching me every day. I appreciate it.
You know, people that listen to this show, and you live in states where you have adults in charge... You maybe you don't appreciate the particular insanity that you feel when you hear this person talking. Because we
Ron DeSantis.
We could have had oh fuck, he almost won.
Andrew Gillum?
We could have had Andrew Gillum.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, who...
Meth and all.
I don't care. And it was the guy he was fucking had the meth and he was just drunk.
Well, I don't care.
I don't give a fuck.
I will take, I would take him on meth with jizz streaming out of every hole over Ron DeSantis.
And even if he had to drag the male escort naked around with him. I don't give outfit. A fuck. Our guy.
That'd be a great state of the state speech.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see
Everybody's watching. Hey, who's the guy with the Prince Albert next to the governor of Florida? God, our fucking governor. Oh, who's our governor? He's the guy that doesn't know how to put on a fucking mask.
Right.
That's our fucking guy with one glove touching the microphone.
Preliminary tests from New York's first coronavirus antibody study show nearly 14% testing positive, meaning they have been exposed to the virus at some point and recovered.
See, I got sick. Before all this shit, and it was horrible. But it went like this. You know what I mean?
Right. And I had that weird 2-day thing, which started out with real bad sore throat.
So do you have the antibodies?
I don't fucking know.
Is there a way the dog can sniff us?
More than usual? Or?
Shelby, come here. Tell me if I got the antibodies.
The study is part of Cuomo's, quote, aggressive antibody testing launched earlier this week based on 3,000 random samples, 40 locations in 19 counties. While the preliminary data suggests much more widespread infection,
yes,
it means New York's mortality rate is much lower than previously thought. So that's good.
But wait, we know if you have the antibodies, you can't get the corona.
No.
Right. No, we don't know that.
No. We know you've had it and you have antibodies, whether you have enough antibodies to prevent a second, to prevent if you're attacked a second time, we don't know.
So what the
fuck? One would think you'd be okay, because if you, especially if you were exposed to it and you had mild or no symptoms,
right,
but the antibodies got it.
Yeah.
Then one would assume you'd be okay the next time, unless it mutates a little bit.
And how do we know if it does that?
We'll find that out.
We're not going to know.
Because the vaccines won't work.
What scientists are working with our government?
That's why they changed the flu vaccine every year. Is because of mutation.
Oh, not just to justify their existence as scientists?
They're just trying to control you with the nanobots.
They're trying to get one over on me. They're jealous of my ratings.
As of Thursday, nearly 16,000 people in New York have died of virus-related complications, with 260,000-plus confirmed cases.
Oh, God.
The mortality rate would be almost 6%, but with 2.7 million cases, it would be about 0.5%, much lower, though still much higher than the seasonal flu.
Yeah.
But, big difference.
Yes.
Very much more contagious.
Yes, it spreads.
Yes.
That's what you tell dickheads online who want you to go out without your masks and celebrate with them and protest their freedom or lack of.
But then we also, and Cuomo telling the truth here, cautioned that the death toll has to be even higher than we think because it doesn't count. It only counts deaths in hospitals and nursing homes, not at-home deaths or other, quote, probable cases.
So if an EMT showed up at somebody's house and they're dead on the fucking couch, maybe they died of corona. Right.
We don't know.
Yeah.
And we don't know how many of these before it was the news came out about the virus. We don't know how many viral pneumonias that people were dying from
that were corona. COVID
that we didn't know.
Shit, man. Fuck.
New York City had the highest rate of antibodies, 21.2%, than anywhere else in the state.
Shit.
And accounted for 43% of the total tested. Long Island had 16.7 positivity rate.
What is our positivity rate here?
We don't
why
test
not?
Here.
No one's doing that or no one cares?
You're not testing here.
But we're reopening the businesses.
They want to, really?
How can we reopen the businesses and not have testing? Hey, send us some body bags.
People got to get back to work.
God, no, they don't. By the way, real quick. This is a very quick story. Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, I
cancels,
put that up on.
Oh, did you really?
Cancels, on our Facebook, yeah.
Oh, I got to take it down. Shit. 2020 Gathering of Juggalos due to Corona. They're canceling the Insane Posse.
Let me pull up the story I put up. They said they put out a statement that said we don't want to risk. I don't know if I'm quoting. We don't want to risk even one. Here, oh, 3 hours ago. Here it is. ICP cancel gathering 2020. We refuse to risk even one Juggalo life.
Damn. Fuck. If only Donald Trump cared as much about the Americans as Violent J and Shaggy 2 Dope care, we'd be in better. They're better leaders.
Insane Clown Posse have canceled the 2020 edition of their infamous gathering of Juggalos. What's notable is that they seem to be taking this more seriously. This is from Metal Injection magazine, by the way.
Ooh, yeah.
They seem to be taking more seriously than some municipalities in the county.
Yes!
Writing that the bottom line is simply we refuse to even risk one Juggalo life by hosting a gathering during these troubled times.
Violent J cares more than Trump. That's crazy.
With tens of thousands of deaths due to the COVID-19 outbreak, we can't possibly in good conscience even consider trying to put on a gathering during these difficult times. Aside from the serious health concerns, there are numerous other factors that have destroyed any possibility of the gathering taking place this year. The entire music industry is at a dead halt due to the quarantine, and this, along with the uncertainty of how things will eventually pan out, has made it impossible to move forward with the 2020 GOTF.
You're reading a statement from Insane Clown Posses.
Yes.
Our president would never do that. Our president would not match the Insane Clown Posse's level of concern about COVID-19.
No, there's more concern in this statement than in Trump's last 2 months.
Do what ICP does, Donald.
With the global pandemic that is now affecting us all, we are dedicated first and foremost to the safety and health of our family. That said, at this juncture, it's with heavy heart that we announce that due to the COVID-19 outbreak, we have no choice but to postpone the gathering until next year.
You know, I want to say this. If we ever get back to having, you know, people go to concerts and stand-up comedy shows and things like that, if you run a comedy show and you look at your audience, you're like, God, they look fucking nuts. In your pre-show music, just slip in an Insane Clown Posse song. And if the audience really likes it, you're fucked for the evening. Have a ball. That is going to be a fucked up crowd.
In closing, we want everyone to heed the words of Fred Fury and Flip the Rat. Quote, be safe, watch your step, and take it easy. You can't replace what you mean to our team. Without you, tell me where the fuck we'd be.
I've never heard Donald Trump say anything like that. Never! You know, I heard Cuomo's remarks that you're playing earlier. You know, I think earlier he says something like he said, I'd like to take credit for New York's response. But he says, without the people adhering to these stay at home rules, we wouldn't be where we are. He goes, I can't enforce a stay at home thing. That's the people deciding that they have to do it on their own.
Right.
Trump takes credit for everything.
Yeah.
So there you go. The ICP gathering.
You jealous? I'm jealous they're not, you know, our leaders. Maybe.
Well.
I mean, we don't know.
Like, let's not jump to conclusions.
The past has been. I don't know.
The thanks for joining us, everybody. Thanks for buying sheets from our Amazon portal.
Ooh, wee.
Thanks for.
I mean, shit. The bar.
Huh?
I mean, I'm not a knock against ICP, but it's just, it is jarring that our president sounds like less of a leader than ICP.
Well, right, yeah.
If you had to leave,
I would think there's some bleed over.
What do you mean? Oh yeah, I would think so. God,
in ICP fans and Trumpism.
Who would you no choice and you had to go somewhere and one of these people had to watch Shelby? Would it be Shaggy Too Dope or would it be Donald Trump?
Oh, Shaggy Too Dope. In a heartbeat.
Listen to that, Donald. Donald, do you listen to our podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app, crabdiving.com? Listen to what he just said.
There's a story over at the Politico.
Ooh.
That,
God.
I mean, we talked about, that's not a joke, but it's just what's happening. That you think Trump and the Republicans and Fox News especially would be more concerned about the COVID because their average supporters are in their 70s.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
And now, an academic journal is projecting that the deaths of 65 and older Republican voters in several swing states will far exceed that of the Democrats.
Damn.
Because there's another study that shows that Fox News viewers, I had this yesterday and get to it, but Hannity and Fox News viewers are doing less social distancing and being affected by the COVID more.
Why would that be?
Golly gee willikers.
That's evil. That's evil. Hey, if you listen to the Crab Diving Podcast, we demand social distancing, right? You must demand social distancing.
And
wear a fucking mask, man, right?
Viewers of Sean Hannity. Yes, I am blocking ads. I'm sorry. Maybe if you didn't have 87 fucking
we're trying to do
videos,
fucking show, motherfuckers,
I would leave your ads on.
Yes.
A new study from the University of Chicago's Becker Friedman Institute for Economics found that, quote, greater viewership of Hannity.
Oh, my God.
Even. Relative to Tucker Carlson, strongly associated with a greater number of COVID-19 cases and deaths in the early stages of the pandemic.
Yes. Yes.
So even on Fox News, if you're a Hannity fan more than Tucker.
Right.
Because Tucker was out there. That's one of the few times the broken clock was right.
Yeah.
Tucker with this was out there saying, this is bad. Don't go out.
Right.
And shit like that.
But Tucker just made that turn now where he is supporting these.
It's time to open
these freedom fucker protests. And people think that is because a lot of his viewers are racists. And I'm not saying this, but I think there's a small chance that a lot of those, stay at home protesters are
racist.
They might be.
Come on.
Well, I mean, I've seen a lot of Confederate flags out there.
And that's all about freedom.
Oh, God.
I don't understand that.
I don't either. Explain that to me.
Especially like in Michigan. Why the fuck are you waving a Confederate flag in Michigan, asshole?
How many people in 10, I guess, depending on where you are in Michigan, would say, we were part of the Confederacy. We're in the South.
God, did you see yesterday... For like 10 minutes, Jesse Ventura was trending because there was a rumor that he was going to file papers to run for president in the Green Party.
Guy.
And they're worried that he would draw.
He absolutely
would. So everyone went nuts worrying that he would draw voters from Biden. But Jesse Ventura said, I'm not doing that. It's, I don't know where that's from.
Fuck yeah, that's weird.
It's crazy.
The last time I heard him in an interview, he was in.
Oh, he's batshit.
He was in an RV traveling back between Mexico and
his bunkered in armed compound in Mexico.
And he was bitching that when he crosses the border into America, he can't take the dog food that he likes for his dog. He buys it in Mexico, but they won't let him take it across the border. He's complaining. Like, shut the fuck up.
But then there were some conservatives.
Yes.
Who were, some of the liberals were losing their minds about the fact that he might try to run on the Green Party and be a spoiler for Biden.
You know,
we're sharing stories about when he was the governor of Minnesota. Yeah. And they said, well, one of the good things he did when he was there was the story was, I don't know how this ended up. I should probably look it up. But they're apparently somewhere in a state, Minnesota State Museum or something, is a Confederate flag.
Okay.
With bloodstains shot up and burnt.
Right.
That there was some Minnesota regiment that like lost 90% of their people, but ended up winning some key battle somewhere. Yeah. And that was the Confederate flag they got.
Yeah.
They got the flag of the enemy.
Okay. Okay.
And it's hanging there. And it was one of the southern states.
Yeah.
Virginia, maybe?
Right.
South Carolina? One of the southern states was at the time, the legislature literally voted to demand the return of our beloved flag.
The fuck is
this? This is like in 1990 something. This is like not that. This is 20, 30 years ago.
Who thinks of that though? Who's like, oh, you know what?
They're butthurt.
Flag of ours.
They're butthurt that it was
for the Civil War.
Well, so he was governor at the time, and he literally, in almost these words, told them, "Go fuck yourselves." We won. He literally said that.
Damn.
We won.
Oh shit. They don't like that.
No. So they passed some measure. I know the measure passed, but what are they going to do? Send the National Guard to Minnesota to get their flag back?
Yeah, and Jesse Ventura would have beat the shit out of them.
And but Predator. I don't know how that has proceeded since in the decades since then. But
who
I did see that story
back
that it was. I mean, really, really funny that he told them, "No, we won. We won it fair and square."
Dude. That means, okay.
We kicked their asses real good.
Somebody in South Carolina had that idea. And then somebody.
Or I don't know which state.
Well, okay. But. And then somebody tells somebody, blah, 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 blah. It ends up taking time out of whatever, a state legislature to get a fucking flag back.
So this political story, I mean, remember, Trump won by 10,000-20,000 votes in a couple of key states.
Mostly young voters, right?
And. If he's killing off numbers of, if his policies and Fox News's fuckery are helping spread the corona and older people are more susceptible to it, that's probably not the smartest strategy one might think of.
Listen to what you're saying. You're saying that
don't kill off the people you want to vote for you.
Yeah, that might be a bad. That's kind of a
basic one. One would hope that would be a minimum.
Will someone tell his base that he's trying to kill them? Just tell him. Just mention it.
It's they're gone. They're brainwashed. Listen,
mention it to the way I would to another comedian who might say something positive about Trump. Say, hey, you dumb fuckface. He's trying to kill you. You dumbass motherfucker. God,
that'll
I get
work.
So mad talking to these idiots.
See, when you talk like that, it makes me want to vote for him even more.
Butter emails. Admit it, motherfucker. You'd rather have Hillary as president. Shit. If I guarantee you, if Pensacola, if this area got hit like New York, everybody would be saying, ah, God, I should have voted for Hillary because Trump is fucking this up.
Would they really?
God, no. Fuck no. No. Fuck no. They, no. No. Maybe.
Oh boy, here we go. The White House press briefing is firing up, y'all.
Oh God, why do I think the appropriate sound effect would be someone cranking up a chainsaw?
An hour ago, I will be having a White House press conference today at 5:45 p.m. Thank you.
Woo-hoo! Let's burn some crosses.
Oh, just see the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds are going to be flying over cities.
Okay. For what?
To salute our medical people.
Okay. Well, geez.
People are stupid.
I know.
I mean, if I know. It, you know, okay.
You want to salute our medical
gesture.
People?
Well, how about saluting them by take the money that it's going to cost for these flyovers and buy some PPE and spread them out.
Why not? Don't give Ruth Chris Steakhouse $20 million fucking dollars. Right. Why don't you do that? Why don't you give them some real support? You got a flyover. You're right. That's sad. Why don't you fucking get them some PPE?
Yeah, Trump's been retweeting a lot today.
Trump retweet. God, if you're a dickhead, white supremacist, living in a shed somewhere in the middle of fuck Twent, Florida, you get retweeted by the president. God, that must make you so proud.
God, his Twitter feed is just so pathetic. It's really just all that he retweets are his cum garglers.
Gurglers. No, you're right. Gargle. Gargle. Cum gargler. Gargler. God, it's hard to say. Try saying it. Gargle and cum.
He retweeted Pence.
Yes.
Yesterday, I had the privilege of visiting GE Healthcare in Wisconsin to see American industry and American workers at their very best under President Real Donald Trump's leadership. And because of the hard work of the American people, we will have 110,000 ventilators in 100 days. That's the thing about this shit show that he puts on every day. Everybody that gets up there first has to
suck
run their
dick.
Tongue under his armpit.
Oh, bleh. Wow. Wow. On camera. It's
Mr.
a shame.
President, I just want to say thank you for all that you've done. Blah,
right.
Blah, blah.
Oh, yes. The great leader.
This is what he said yesterday. This is a laugh.
Pence has a Twitter.
Legislation passed by the Senate yesterday also reserves $30 billion in loans for small financial institutions that serve minority and distressed communities. Very important.
That was fought for by the Democrats. 3 days ago, he was screaming that the Democrats are killing people because they're delaying this next round of stimulus, but the Democrats were delaying the stimulus because they were demanding this, that some of the money be allocated to minority and underprivileged and underserved areas. This wouldn't be in there if this were not for the Democrats holding the line and saying, we're not going to sign this unless this shit's in there. He is now taking a victory lap. Very important that we put this in there for our brown people.
So basically, any stimulus package coming out of our government these days is Trump and the Republicans just stuffing things in there for these fucking oligarchs and these huge fucking companies.
Right,
and then the Democrats like begging to have some actual relief for small businesses
demanding,
and people.
Because nothing's going to get through the House without it.
It sucks. That's crazy.
So, yeah, it's very important. Very important.
So why are people... So why all the time I see online people characterizing what's going on as the Democrats holding up the packages. Trying
they are.
To stuff them with pork. They say with pork and all kinds of bullshit.
Pork, like, let's help minority businesses.
Yeah.
Pork, like,
well,
let's make sure that there's oversight.
To Republicans, that's probably pork.
Well, right, yeah.
People's lives are pork to Republicans.
I guess Harvard finally decided they're going to return the money that they applied for the loan.
Yay!
Well, and in the rare occasion, I agree with Trump and these other assholes.
Yeah.
But the only reason Trump is aghast is because they got caught and I'm sure Shake Shack.
Yeah.
Trump on the side was like, don't worry, you know, it's okay, don't worry about it, or we'll figure out
a way to get it. Right, right. I'll give you the money back. I'll give you the money.
Harvard, he wants to pretend he hates.
Yeah. He went to Harvard.
No.
Yale?
Wharton.
Wharton.
The Wharton School of Business.
What did he learn there?
That your billionaire father can buy you a degree.
My daddy bought me a D- in rape.
One of his professors, right? Said
he sucked.
The dumbest student he ever had.
Now he's our president.
Three tweets congratulating him on temporarily suspending immigration into the United States. He retweeted.
Yes. Triple twat.
Then he retweeted Team Trump, the campaign.
Yay.
It said, President Trump announced the Blue Angels and Thunderbirds will be performing at shows across America in the weeks ahead to pay tribute to healthcare workers.
Thunderbirds. I've never heard of the Thunderbirds. Yeah.
Then he retweeted his son.
Which one? The fucked up looking one?
Well, that does not narrow it down.
Oh, yes, it does. Please. Eric Trump is the weirdest looking of all of his children. Then. Okay, this is Don Jr.?
Yes.
How do you know that Eric is not... Why do you think Don Jr. is the dumbest?
Because he demonstrates it daily.
Okay.
After the pandemic passes and we can fire up our economic engine, I'm truly looking forward to watching Donald Trump make America great again, .. again, for exclamation points.
You've been at it.
Secret underlying message. Daddy, love me. Daddy, please love me. Daddy, please love me. Daddy.
Oh, God. Insane.
And then Trump retweeted it and said, we did it once. We will quickly do it again a second time. That's his new thing now, is that we rebuilt this horrible economy, which he didn't.
Yeah.
He inherited a growing economy that the Obama administration had turned around from the last fucking Republican that ran the bills up and left it for somebody else to clean up.
Well, see, it's because of this fucked up cycle. And I think the cycle is based on if a Republican's in office or not. Because these guys, I'm trying to.
It's the way it's been since Reagan.
Yeah.
Run up deficits, fuck lower taxes, fuck everybody. Then the Democrats got to come in and raise taxes and try to put everything right again.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton ended up with surplus. Surplus!
And then who was president after that? That was Bush.
Yes.
And he was a shitty president. He was a shitty president.
Put a couple of trillion dollar war on a credit card.
So I would say Bush was a shittier president than his dad.
Oh, yeah.
But Trump is a shittier president than Bush.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Right?
I mean, we're getting there. I mean, I've said Bush.
Yeah, I mean.
The Iraqi war, I mean.
Well, yeah, but 50,000 dead.
And he's not done. It's 2020.
Yeah,
it's
we got April. 7 months of, well, I mean, actually we got
nine, right? Because after he loses, when he's mad and spiteful,
I think that bulb is loose is what the deal is.
What's the country going to look like with him having 2 months to do shit where he's like, fuck it? Are we in trouble?
Watch. I mean, he's going to start flinging pardons like crazy.
Oh, okay.
He's probably going to try to preemptively pardon his kids and himself. He's going to do whatever he can. It's going to be as crazy as possible because he's gotten away with everything.
God. What the fuck, America?
And Mitch is going to be a woozy from trying to ram through unqualified judges for the last two or three months.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. He's going to be winded. I don't know what Mitch's cardio routine is like, but you better get ready.
Gorka is trending for some reason.
That's for no good reason.
Oh, my God. Here we go, everybody. Sebastian Gorka still singing the same old tune. I don't understand this. That people... Have you seen Sebastian Gorka? He's a doughy, foppish, fat, loony-looking guy who dresses like... like a low rent Bond villain.
Well, I'll say this. I'll say that when you look at Sebastian Gorka, you're like, whoa. But then when you hear him, you're like, ugh.
Oh, yeah, everybody.
What is appealing about
him?
He's
the guy who we first learned of him when he said after Trump won, the era of the pajama boys is over. The real men are coming. The manly men, the alpha males are coming.
You know, I'm going to present a theory that I don't think has ever been explored. I will say this. Have we ever seen Steve Bannon and Gorka together at the same time?
No.
Are they the same fucking person? I'm serious. Is that why Steve Bannon wears 8 shirts? Because he's got the Gorka outfit on underneath. He takes off his outfit, puts on the Gorka mask. They sound like the same guy.
I thought they didn't get on.
Well, that's
I thought they
part
were one of
the
factions that were against each other in the little battle of the Trump fuck whores of the administration.
Because you remember in Superman, sometimes, rarely, Clark Kent would low key shit talk Superman, even though it's part of the illusion.
Here's Sebastian Gorka on, I apologize for this also, Boris Epstein's
9
radio program. Boris Epstein is I think he's still with Sinclair. He's the one that, now I think they've stopped this, but he was the one that was doing these nightly editorials that Sinclair forced all their local news stations to play.
Oh, the terrorism update?
About, yeah, whatever. Yeah.
I don't know that they... the last time...
I think they've... Last I heard, they had decided to stop them.
You know, I was
because
at...
Because the local news people were getting pissed.
Oh, yeah, it's
and
crazy.
And the local news directors in some of the places were like, putting it on at 3 in the morning. Where nobody would see it.
Well, I will tell you this. I was doing a comedy show at Shooters, which is attached to the Cordova Lanes Bowling Alley. If anybody's in Florida ever roll through, that's a fun show to go to. I was doing, yes, it gets a squirt. That's sure. Nice. My buddy was doing stand-up, and they had the TV on during the stand-up show, and the local news was playing, and the terrorism update alert segment came on, and I got a picture of the guy doing stand up with like terrorism update alert.
Oh, nice.
It is the dumbest fucking thing, though. It makes you feel like they want to make you feel like the Al Qaeda is hiding in the closet waiting for you.
Well, and these, it's supposed to be news, and this was literally like not even a Fox News. This was OAN level Trump suckery.
This drivel.
That this Boris Epstein guy would come out with.
Yeah.
So here's Gorka and Epstein.
Yes.
Together.
Scissoring.
Listen to what Gorka says.
Yes. But it's not just a large part of why he was elected, Boris. Let me add, it's also a large, large part of why the left hates him, isn't it?
Oh, sure. Of course.
Because it's that, I, you know, the alpha male. I said, you know, it's the left hated it when I tweeted out first week in the White House. The alpha males are back. They can't stand that in an age where
it's not that we can't stand it. It's ridiculous.
It's bizarre.
And it's stupid. How fragile is your bloated moob swinging masculinity that you have to strut around and talk about? I'm an alpha male. I'm an alpha male.
Well, I think the problem is he goose steps around, and he also wore that bizarre.
Where's
the bizarre Nazi medal or whatever the fuck that
is? It's a pin for some Hungarian order of shikafaka.
Yeah, Guardian of White Power, whatever the fuck it is.
That has Nazi ties.
Right, and so when you put that combination together and then you start talking about the age of the alpha male, it sounds creepy, right?
Yeah, and this...
It's weird, dude.
The whole point of this clip is this plus...
He was in the White
Trump
House.
Trump is an alpha male to them. Trump is an epitome of masculinity. The most thin-skinned, foppish, hair-dying, face-dying.
He has to cheat.
Germaphobe, whiny little bitch snowflake that has been in the White House. And he is their idea of the epitome of masculinity.
Trump?
Because he's a fucking asshole.
He is an asshole. Bully. But you know, man, the we rattled off, it's like four or five things that Trump loves. One's golfing, and he cheats. He cheats at golf.
He cheats at golf.
You love playing tennis, right? You love tennis.
Yeah.
And you would never want to cheat because you love tennis.
Right.
It would make it
a little harder.
Unfun. Yeah. Right. But, wait, you're saying it's easier to cheat at golf than tennis?
Yes.
I think
if you go over,
you're being sportish.
Pick your ball up and throw it closer to the green. That's a little easier.
I'd say John McEnroe would disagree, but John McEnroe doesn't cheat. He just argued a lot.
Right. But he felt he was being cheated.
Yeah. God.
By the line judges.
I'm going to go watch those after this show. That's good.
Chalk flew up.
God, he's so fucking pissed. Oh yeah.
Here's these two. Really, this is homoerotic.
Right. Right.
Oh yeah.
This is two grown men.
Yes.
Mentally stroking each other.
That's the only way to stroke in a sauna.
Over their big macho president.
Do not.
How is this not?
1 second.
What the Greeks used to do before going out to war.
Well, you said mental stroke. That's the only way to stroke these days and not spread the virus.
Well, they are practicing social distancing.
That's good.
Because Gork is in the studio and Epstein somewhere else.
Would you mental stroke me? I want to be responsible.
But it's so baffling to me that they have to sit around and tickle each other's balls about how alpha male they are.
Oh, tickle my sock. Yeah, it really is.
Of why the left hates him, isn't it?
Oh, sure. Of course.
Because it's that I, you know, the alpha male. I said, you know, it's the left hated it when I tweeted out first week in the White House. The alpha males are back. They can't stand that. In an age where masculinity is deemed to be toxic, in an age where...
No!
Toxic.
Your masculinity is toxic.
Yeah. Why?
This is toxic. If your idea of masculinity is someone who walks in a room and starts pushing everybody else around and is a big asshole,
right.
Look at me, I get my way, I'm a big American with a big swinging dick, then that's toxic.
Yeah, and let's add a level of Nazi.
Right.
You know, I mean, and also, the thing about Sebastian Gorka is I find myself in a mental loop. Because I almost wanted to start screaming about him saying alpha male again, because it's so weird. Why, though?
Right.
Why? I'm doing it again. What's alpha male about Trump? What's alpha male
Nothing.
About the way he's... What's alpha male
exactly.
about, like...
Somebody that's into Trump, if you're listening, if you can explain it...
Because
what is alpha male about him?
The term alpha male comes from the head of whatever gorilla colony, right?
Or wolf pack, sure.
Gorilla colony.
I don't know what gorilla packs.
And the alpha male
murders
runs. I know all about this. No, the alpha male runs the pack of apes, and if the pack of apes get out of line, the alpha male
beats the fuck out of them.
Okay, we don't want that.
Well, hopefully one would think we're a couple of levels beyond that.
We are not.
Well,
we
that's
are
why
not.
I said, hence, hopefully.
I mean, God.
An age where masculinity is deemed to be toxic, in an age where they say,
hold on a second. I'm removing my shirt and rubbing oil on my nipples while I'm saying this. An age when masculinity is toxic.
The only way you sound like this is if you affect yourself. He's doing this on purpose. It's all part of it.
Where masculinity is deemed to be toxic in an age where they say sex and gender is a function of
fluid.
Choice. It's fluid. Yes.
Fluid. Man or woman, whatever.
Then when you see
say fluid again.
6 foot two total guy choice. Stand up there for 2 hours every day. And bat the idiot questions.
Now, here we go. It's spank time, everybody.
Oh, yes.
6 foot two guy. I believe he claims he's 6'3", by the way, so that he's not obese.
How many times
can... So that he's not listed as obese. Remember, he gained an inch.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're talking about Trump, right?
Yeah, that's who
Trump
they're talking
is the
about.
Same size as Mike fucking Trout.
He said... He just said... Gorga just said 6 foot two guy.
Yeah.
But Trump claimed after his last... weight was put out there.
Oh yeah,
by his doctor.
He's not the
Suddenly,
same size.
He became 6'3" because then that put him under the obesity limit.
What?
Whereas if he was 6'2" and 240 whatever pounds, he would be technically obese, and he couldn't have that. So instead of because he couldn't, the cat was out of the bag and how much he weighed, he had them fudge his height number.
Yeah, yeah, and just some context, I like baseball. That's so why I'm obsessed with the fact that Trump said he's the same size as Mike Trout. Just some context. Somebody did baseball podcast did a study. They said Mike Trout would still be a viable baseball player if in between the bases they put hurdles. And he had to jump the hurdle yeah. on the way to the base. Trump is the same size as that guy.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
I used to be able to jump over Russian hookers.
Jump over. By jump over, he means, I don't know.
They peed on me.
Or he peed on them.
So here's more of this.
You're a man or woman, what, whatever.
Then when you see a 6 foot two Total guy show. Stand up there for 2 hours every day and bat the idiot questions away from... The so-called journalist, that is the opposite of everything they want America to believe, isn't it?
You know, we're having fun here. We're chatting. And I remember during the campaign, I thought about this. If you think about just in your life who the biggest Trump haters are that you know, it's not really the cool kids. Let's be honest.
It's not the manly men. It's not the manly men.
Like us. It's not the manly man like us.
Yeah, I mean...
It's not the manly man like us.
Sebastian Gorka, when you hear this guy, what is he saying? Oh, God. Fuck you. Well, what does he think? Who does he think these Trump people are, these Trump supporters?
This is baffling to me. I really don't understand this at all. How pathetic are these people... That they think that Trump is and themselves
yeah.
are the epitome of masculinity.
They're not exactly the manly man.
Oh, yeah. All the Trump haters. And Epstein. Yeah, you know, I've been thinking about this. I was in the shower shoving the shampoo bottle up my ass while I was thinking about the president.
Why not the shampoo? Why not the conditioner as well?
right.
Two in one.
Got you know this Sebastian Gorka. He sounds like a Saturday Night Live character. Like if you were auditioning for Saturday Night Live, I'd be like, okay, the next character I'm going to he's this
Nobody
Hungarian Nazi,
you. Yeah,
who works in the White House, and he wears a Nazi medal all over the place.
Who's for some reason obsessed with masculinity?
Yeah, yeah. What is that? What does this masculine identity have to do with successfully
running or
governing a country? Yeah, you're right.
It's fragility.
It's
the epitome of fragility. All these sad little alphas who have to go around telling everybody and reminding everyone that they're alphas.
And that's why Trump would say, I don't have time to be politically correct.
They think they're alpha.
I don't have time to be PC. He said that all the time.
It's not really the cool kids. Let's be honest.
It's not the manly men. It's not the manly men.
It's both men and women, right? It's not the people who are truly secure in themselves.
No.
Men and women I know who support the president know who they are.
Right.
They for sure know what they're
And they're the kind of guys and gals you want to hang out with. They're the kind of guys.
No. Pump the brakes,
we
Nazi.
We don't want to hang out with
Pump
you
the brakes, Nazi. I don't want to hang out with these people there. They're getting in groups and protesting. I mean, God.
Want to co-host a podcast with, right? Am I right?
Podcast.
They're the kind of men and women, exactly. The kind of guys and gals, men and women.
Could you imagine having to have fun with Brian Stelter?
Who is that?
Stelter. Brian Stelter from CNN. That's the guy that...
Oh, yeah. What? I hit this.
Yeah, yeah. Brian Stelter from CNN is one of the I guess he's one of the giant cucks that they
Yeah, hate. Yeah. He got cucked upon by who was it, Tucker? Who got it?
I see you, enemy. Oh. I see you, enemy. 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 You are my enemy.
That was for Brian Stelter from Alex Jones. Another alpha point, male. I would bet they think he's an alpha male.
At what point do you just start throwing Xanax at this guy?
Enemy. Enemy.
Like he needs
more. All these guys. There's Alex. There's Sebastian fucking Gorka. Why are these people so fucking bizarre? Why are they so weird? Why is Alex Jones hanging out in a ranch in the middle of Texas with shooting guns off? Like fucking Nazi Yosemite's fucking Sam.
Talk this sick. Tweet. Manly men support a man who dyes his hair blonde and puts on makeup every day.
Manly, you're a manly man. You want to shoot down a boat. You want to shoot down a boat.
He was charged. He was fined $2 million for charity fraud. I don't consider that manly.
Yeah. He can't run a charity anymore, Trump, in New York. That's crazy. Toxic.
Then somebody shared a picture of when Obama went surfing that time. Obama with his shirt off.
Yeah.
Trump eating a hot dog.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Big fat Trump eating a hot dog.
Hey, that's some alpha male shit right there.
Oh, yeah. Look at the way he deep throats that. That greener.
Hey, are there tan lines around man baby's nipples?
Toxic.
I mean, it's got to be fake. Sebastian Gorka can't be real. Some professional sketch actor or something gets up in the morning, does vocal warm-ups to be able to sustain that Sebastian Gorka. That takes a toll on your vocal cords.
Yeah.
How does he do it?
He's, got a butt plug that he uses to widen his throat.
See, the butt plug industry is listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, podcasting app. They're like, actually, butt plugs aren't that wide. You might choke on one and swallow it.
But you can buy them on Amazon.
Oh, yeah. Can you?
Crabdiving.com. You can buy butt plugs on Amazon. Right. You buy sex toys on Amazon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But don't send any to Doug Underhill.
The local, yeah.
The dildo guy. Our local fuck shit commissioner. He sucks.
In fact, you tweeted about that, and Polite Radical responded, well, your commissioner is a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
But being a callous shit weasel who attacks his own constituents is very on brand for Schittler's GOP. What it is.
Damn, you nailed assholes. It. You nailed that, yeah. He's a dick bag.
But manly as hell. Doug Underhill is manly as fuck.
Look at my big fucking sausage.
I love Doug Underhill. I can't wait for him to come and join the party.
Sebastian Gorka's like, be my link in the human centipede.
Yeah. God damn. It's so bizarre to me.
What these wackos?
This masculinity.
Oh yeah,
thing.
It's very strange.
And thinking Trump is the epitome of it.
But you've been around people like that. These guys that.
But you know what? It's a different. It's a different kind of fighting. It's a different kind of war. And if you're sitting around getting massages all day, ready to go in the big planned battle, then you're not going to last very long.
Oh yeah.
The big planned battle. Quit getting jacked off. I don't care if you love them. Grab your fucking, your Roman soldier helmet.
Flavius, you're so manly right now.
Flavius! Don't be toxic. That's like getting Rickrolled that for our show. That's like that Louis clip. That's like, bam, it killed me.
So,
I forgot he existed. Is Louis Gohmert still...
Yeah, we haven't Czar heard from Texas Louis in a few minutes.
The first district over there, is he still doing good work?
I'm sure.
Gorka, you are toxic.
Probably barbecuing a lot.
they should have a show, yeah. Sebastian Gorka should have like a game show called Toxic Masculinity, And then it's like, you were toxic. Get off. Or you win because you're toxic.
Right, now we're going to have a speed towel snapping round.
Do not sleep in the sauna.
We are manly men. We are not afraid to be naked in front of each other.
Just don't be toxic.
Join us every day. Hey, tomorrow's Faithless Friday. Holy shit, look at the time. It's flying by.
Right.
Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, everybody. We'll get our secularism on a little bit more. We're going to cuck it up with a
towel snapping
going after.
First event in the toxic masculinity.
Oh, yeah.
Olympics. Towel snapping.
We're going to towel snap.
Toxic.
Then the glory hole challenge. Brendan Dilley, we talk about him occasionally here on the show.
Speaking of toxic masculinity, right?
Right. Oh, yeah.
He's definitely in
this
group.
Well, here's an example.
And all of these people, very distinct fucking voices, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's cartoon. It's all cartoon
voices.
It's
like a Saturday Night Live audition.
Central casting.
Yes. Except they're in charge. Well, no, they're not, you know. They're poonies.
Right Wing Watch shared a tweet from Brendan Dilley.
Twat.
That from last night.
Yes.
Apparently did it from his Android.
Wow.
It says Twitter for Android.
Wow, congratulations.
I no longer trust American academia, American medical professionals, American politicians, American media, or American law enforcement. I trust President Trump, and I trust my fellow patriots. Everyone else can get fucked with their communist bullshit.
Hey, get fucked with your commie bullshit.
I don't trust academia, medical professionals,
okay,
politicians,
yes,
media, or law enforcement. I trust Trump.
Toxic. God, what's left, though? Media? Medical?
And my fellow patriots.
That's
who we trust.
People? He doesn't trust, but he won't trust.
Everyone else can get fucked with your communist bullshit.
So, Brendan Dilley, something must have upset him. Something must have upset him. You know, he's upset. Somebody find out what's wrong with the Diller. The Dill monster. Dillmeister. You can get fucked. God. Toxic.
We've got some.
I wonder what Brendan Dilley sounds like when he's walking around his house just talking to himself.
Well, he's got kids and shit, doesn't he?
Oh, okay. So he can yell at them. Okay.
Yeah.
I just wonder who he yells at when he's not on the air. His kids. Oh my God. Brendan Dilley has kids, dude.
Yes.
How does he?
Well, I mean, what
raise his kid?
Skill is there in load blowing?
I'm just saying.
I mean, there's no criteria.
Does he tell his kids like life lessons? I guess maybe that are apolitical. That can. I don't know. Brendan Dilley sounds like a big asshole, and I just think
he is a big giant.
I'm just wondering what kind of parent he is.
Gorka probably has kids. Gorka's married. He's a big man with those big swinging British Hungarian balls of his. He's probably fathered dozens of children.
Find me my Nazi metal. I have to go out.
My sperm flies from my underwear. I don't even have to impregnate you. It flies right from my underwear.
He has winged cum.
Gorka semen plumes coming off of me.
I
don't flush the toilet. I jerk off into the toilet and I flush it and let my plume impregnate every woman within 100 yards.
Put on a mask.
We've got
100 yards. Jeez, we're gonna fucking die.
There's a story. That NBC News was reporting that that Trump is getting stir crazy.
Uh-oh.
And he's, quote, frustrated about being holed up in the White House.
In the White House? Don't they have a bowling alley? They have cable?
Can you picture Trump bowling?
Did they have their own kitchen, right? You have someone.
What do they do, paint like Mexican faces on the bowling pins?
Do you think?
And he can throw them?
Fuck that. They have a kitchen, right? And they have cable. They have the internet. They have stuff you can watch.
That's all he does.
That'd be great. I would think Trump would love living in the fucking White House.
You know what he wants to do.
Make me an avocado dip. You can say that to someone.
Golf.
Oh, fuck that.
Golf.
Golfing sucks.
That manly sport.
Yes.
Golf.
Golfing. Aw. Bored in the White House.
Aside from a March 28th trip to Norfolk, Virginia, to see the USNS Comfort depart for New York, Trump has been in Washington since March 9th, when he was in Florida for fundraising and golf.
Now, when he goes to visit these ships, is he nervous that the USS McCain will be there?
I don't know. We know that one time where they covered up the McCain with tarps. Because he showed up, he was on a nearby ship that was being worked on in the yard, and they literally had to cover up the McCain with tarps.
This brings us back, I'm sorry, to that moment when Trump called
McCain apparently not manly.
A loser. He called him a loser because he got caught. He crashed in a lake.
I prefer heroes that don't get captured.
Could you imagine one moment you're not in you're in an airplane flying to the sky, what the fuck ever. Somebody shoots at you. Then the next moment you're fucking in a lake underwater trying to cut your way out of your fucking cockpit, swim up in the I don't know how it went down. All of a sudden, he didn't drown. He's like, oh, my God, my plane got shot down in the sky. I didn't drown. And then you get captured. And he's been, I don't know, 2 years? It's a POW in a fucking tiger cage, they said? God.
We've got Alex Jones says the Texas State Police told him that Governor Abbott supports the protests against the public health
orders. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Didn't the governor issue the orders against?
Why would you want to protest against a public health measure that is supposed to keep you from getting coronavirus or spreading it?
And the Supreme Court of Texas has already ruled we can have these protests. You know what happened when Owen Schroeder showed up at about 12 noon on Saturday at the state capitol? And normally you'd have a permit to be up in front of the capitol, so you did it down on the street. They had a couple provocateur Antifa dressed up in American flag outfits. We know who they are. Tried to start a fight with cops, the state police.
Alex.
God
is putting on the pounds.
Oh, is he?
He's really desperately trying to sculpt a chin with that facial hair. Look at that. Man, he is. He's fat.
Well, is he fat or is he?
No, he's got a large neck, though. Yeah, but he looks fat.
Yeah.
Saw right through
it.
Upset. Didn't even arrest them. Just shoved him to the side and said, Owen, we can't control this down here. We appreciate what you're doing. So does the governor.
Oh,
this is off record, but on record. They should want to say their names. Please come up in front of the Capitol and we'll protect you from these people.
What? Is that true?
He's saying the Texas State Police were saying this. No, that nobody on record because, you know, they don't want it.
Does Alex believe in QAnon?
You know, probably some of it, but I don't know that he's ever officially
endorsed.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why. It just occurred to me.
I mean, I don't know.
Wasn't it state cops in Texas that...
Here.
Florida?
There was a cop here that was...
In Florida.
Wearing a Q... Yeah.
God, every fucking story, it feels like Florida cop wears a QAnon patch or what the fuck ever. That's disturbing.
Oh, God. Dildo Riley was on with Hannity again. Told Sean Hannity his close relationship with Trump makes Hannity the most powerful guy in the country. Doesn't that make you feel better, everybody?
No. No. Oh, my God.
Head spinning reversals on the right over this hydroxychloroquine stuff.
Okay.
Now that it's turning out to be maybe not so effective.
And not safe.
Trump stops talking about it. Fox News stops talking about it, sort of. Because last night.
Yes.
Apparently one of the top medical advisors here in the United States, Dr. Oz.
Oh, my God.
That
creepy fucking fuckhead.
Or yesterday he was on Fox and Fiends.
Yes.
And now all of a sudden he is really calling for more randomized trials of the hydroxychloroquine.
Because
which he hadn't been before.
But he wasn't calling for the trials because he thought the trials
were
needed.
Oh yeah.
Were needed. Just push it through, right?
Why not?
God.
With one exception though, there was a study. It says promotion of, this is Media Matters, promotion of chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine on Fox has plummeted in recent days. In a 5-day period from April 11th to 15th, the treatment was mentioned 87 times on the network. However, over the next 5 days, it was only mentioned 20 times.
Holy shit. Damn. How? 87 times?
77% decrease in coverage.
In
as Fox seemed to suddenly lose interest in hydroxychloroquine, so did Trump. According to Politico, quote, Trump's public statements regarding hydroxychloroquine have diminished significantly over the past week for reasons that remain unclear. His most recent mention of the drug at the White House's daily coronavirus news conferences was on Monday, April 13th.
Okay.
10 days ago.
So what happens? Does some company, they want to push this hydroxychloroquine. They start to push it. There's a study that's done that shows it's not effective and people are dying. And they're like, wait, wait, wait. Let's try another one instead.
Media Matters says it's unknown exactly why Fox News and the president are not as forcefully promoting the drug as they once did. But a couple of days ago, there was a report on a large analysis of its use in U.S. veterans hospitals.
Okay.
They said, although the nationwide study was not a rigorous experiment, it has not and has not been reviewed by other scientists. The researchers did conclude that the hydroxychloroquine treatment showed no benefit and there were more deaths among those given the drug versus standard care.
Why were there more deaths? Because of the drug or because of the absence of another treatment?
Probably because the drug caused heart arrhythmia or stuff like that.
And so, but earlier Trump was saying we should just try it.
The analysis joins other studies in throwing doubt upon the widespread effectiveness of chloroquine to treat COVID-19, although other trials are still on the way.
Isn't this?
Well, here's
like,
a mashup of Fox.
Ooh, okay.
Hydroxychloroquine.
You had never heard of hydroxychloroquine before we mentioned it.
I believe our focus on this drug has led directly to FDA emergency approval, which may save many lives, Tucker.
Chloroquine? Talk to me.
We're talking about hydroxychloroquine.
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 Chloroquine.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Hydroxychloroquine. That was killing me.
But these are all the Fox loons, right?
These are all these Fox
standard
loons
fucking idiots.
That were genital spewing out. About chloroquine.
Did I hear the Nazi Laura Ingraham in there?
Oh, sure.
Great.
Which brings us to this story.
Oh, okay. Thank God you mentioned Nazi in today's news. You're like, oh, here's another person.
Well, now Laura is suddenly attacking this VA study.
The veracity of it?
Yes, this is a Fourth Reich Barbie.
All right, but first, my thoughts at the end of day 37, America in shutdown. All right, when we use...
America in shutdown, not 50,000 dead, not people suffering and miserable and sick and dying alone. No, 37 days of shutdown.
Hey, you know
is,
what?
Is their take. Dude, they don't give a shit about the cost of human lives. What about the billionaires getting their money going again?
And it's obvious, like, propaganda, right? I mean, characterizing that the reason people are staying home is because we don't have a vaccine for this, and it's very contagious.
Yes.
And if
and though you may get it and not feel anything, maybe you're young and healthy and it's not going to affect you as much as somebody else.
Right.
You can spread it and kill people.
God, you know,
that's the point.
And there's tigers.
But that requires
in the zoo that
thinking
caught it.
Of other people. They asked that question yesterday
of
Fauci.
Yeah.
Because there was another report that they were asking about dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
Because some dogs, I guess, had tested positive for it or something.
God damn it, Shelby.
And
she didn't have it.
Fauci got up there and said, I've answered this before, but there's no evidence that even if an animal can test positive for it, that it can spread from the animal to...
I will tell you this, then. In the Bronx Zoo, there are four tigers.
And that, and they brought up the tigers.
Okay.
And he said that what probably happened was one of their handlers... was positive for the virus
and gave it to the tiger.
The food handle, yeah,
but the tiger can't give it to us.
Probably not.
We have
no evidence.
I just think that the poor guy is explaining how they tested the tiger. They're like, "Well, we anesthetized the tiger, and then we
well, and who's getting within 6 feet of the tigers? Who gives a shit if the
tiger's
if the
tiger
positive.
Is anywhere near me? My last thought is like, don't give me the corona. I'm getting the tiger's like. Number one, I'm going to rip your throat off, shit down your neck, and that's how you get corona.
Use the phrase scientific study in a headline or on television. It's meant to convey a sense of seriousness, of scientific rigor. And when such studies are conducted on patients, researchers must account for variables such.
Now, she's shitting on this, and it wasn't even, I read this just now.
Yes.
They said it wasn't an official study.
Right.
It wasn't, but they have enough anecdotal evidence that
they're not
don't believe that there was any benefit.
Right.
To this.
The research they've done shows that it's not worth going forward.
Right.
Okay. That must happen with lots of things in Scienceville, USA, right?
So she's mad at Media Matters, which is the site I'm reading from.
Yes.
About calling her out and all of the Fox assholes about pushing this chloroquine.
But they did.
When they didn't know what was going on. She said, this is really long. I don't know what point she says this, but she goes,
"Oh yeah." Well, the jackals at Media Matters, thought they had their prey trapped. And now journalism is such a joke that even the Washington Post and tonight the New York Times reflexively joined the pig pile. It's just pathetic. She said,
"She's pathetic."
Then she goes on to say, "Now, I'm not a doctor. I don't play one on TV. But renowned French virologist Dr. Didier Roult released his own study on hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin just a few weeks ago.
Oh, shit.
It demonstrated 91% effectiveness in more than 1,000 patients with zero side effects."
Okay.
This alleged study has been shot down.
Well, no, you're discounting what Didier did. The diddle.
There was one outcome that was not good, but in the patients that recovered, there were zero side effects.
If Didier, what's his name? Didier?
Didier Roult. R-A-O-U-L-T. Roult.
Didier Roult.
How do you pronounce that in French? You took French.
Didier Roult. If Didier Roult concocted a cure for this shit, a vaccine, then I don't think it would be reported at in the bowels of the Laura Ingraham show. I'm sorry.
Here's a headline. betterscience.com. Chloroquine witch doctor Didier Roualt.
Oh.
Barking mad and dangerous.
Shit.
This guy also apparently is a member of the whatever club it is of doctors that look like the Trump's first doctor.
Oh, a nutball.
Long, the guy, gray, straggly hair, yes. Long, crazy beard.
Is it true he was Don DeLuise's doctor in Cannonball Run Part 1?
So that's why Didier Raoult is, Didier is questioned. But here's right. Laura Ingraham.
It's like you're trying. She wants. If Didier Raoult is the only person backing this.
Well, what's the stake? I don't understand. What skin does Nazi Barbie have in the game?
Because she got called out on Media Matters, and she is very thin-skinned and can't stand
right.
that she's being lambasted. It is toxic.
But why the chloroquine crotch frothing at the beginning?
For $19.99, five payments of $19.99, we will send you a crotch frother.
I don't understand why. I just don't.
Where do you get that? Where do you buy the crotch frother?
Who's making money off the chloroquine is the only question to be asked. Is where? Why are these people pushing that ridiculous drug combination?
Well, it's got to be a small club of people, rich pharmaceutical fucktwants.
One would assume, yeah.
Maybe I'm getting my stories mixed up, but no, I am. What's that Oracle thing? Was that, no, the guy from Oracle was, what's his face? His company was making this bullshit drug. There's some kind of connection with a major Trump donor, the hydrochloroquine, and the guy that owns Oracle. Those things.
So, even though most of Fox is kind of keeping their mouths shut, Laura Ingraham is still,
jeez,
still swinging.
What a, does she broadcast out of New York City?
Probably. I would assume. I don't know.
Laura Ingraham lives in New York.
Maybe. She probably lives in some lily white enclave that's hours outside of New York.
But, you know, how do they travel through the city to their studios and deny what's going on? Did they really think New York has been shut down and all these cities are under these shutdown rules for no good reason that some radical left wing agenda is pushing this? What would be the plan then?
Whether they believe it or not, I don't know, but that's what they put out on Fox.
God, it's horrible.
What else is going on? We got a few minutes left here in the big old show.
Toxic.
Did the ICP story.
Oh, yeah.
This is unsurprising.
Yes.
In Snohomish County, Washington, Washington State.
Snohomish?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Sheriff.
Oh, fuck.
Adam Fortney is refusing to enforce the governor's stay-at-home order, claiming it intrudes on our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Give me my crotch frother!
On a Facebook post, he said, along with other elected sheriffs around our state, the Snohomish County Sheriff's Office will not be enforcing an order preventing religious freedoms.
Oh my God!
Or constitutional rights.
What?
We're going to keep pulling over black people and roughing them up and throwing them in jail for having a little weed. Well, not in Washington anymore. But don't you dare try to say that we can't get together and collect money on the weekends for the Lord.
I feel like if I'm the government, I want to go outside and I want to put signs everywhere that adults wanted. Please. I don't even care like what your background is. Do you believe in science? Yes or no? And unlike buffet-style science.
There's a nationwide group of sheriffs.
Shut the fuck up.
Who feel beholden to no one but their voters. This is the problem with law enforcement being elected.
But wait, here's the deal, though. Where would the sheriff come from if he weren't elected? He'd get appointed.
Why do we need them?
I like that thinking.
We have state
yes.
police. You can have, why not have county police?
We got enough cops.
Or why not have the governor appoint them or have a local county commissioners appoint them or whatever.
If our governor appointed a sheriff, we would have like...
We have a sheriff that might as well have been appointed by our governor.
No. We have a sheriff that was implicated but not convicted in a child sex ring thing. That kills me. That guy is still in charge here.
Sure.
That guy still has a job and he beat it because he beat it. God. Our sheriff knew that his deputies were off, were on the clock, fucking somebody underage, and he didn't give a fuck.
These sheriffs, as they have on issues such as immigration and gun regulations, the leading rebellions against higher levels of government. In this case, undermining public health efforts in the name of their interpretation of the Constitution.
Oh, shit. Their interpretation of the Constitution. They see... This, again, why?
Unlike police chiefs or commissioners who are generally appointed, sheriffs are law enforcement officials elected by residents of the counties. Research finds that police generally try to carry out their responsibilities in a nonpartisan manner. That doesn't mean not racist, but nonpartisan.
Okay.
Sheriffs are influenced by their desire to be reelected.
They're partisan.
Cops on the streets don't have to get reelected. You know, they're just being racist because it's fun.
This is some deep backwoods Georgia politics. But when I was in high school, there was a sheriff, Earl Lee. He was sheriff forever in Douglas County. That motherfucker built a farm or some ranch with prison labor.
Well, and look at Joe Arpaio, convicted, convicted of contempt of court, of the law, of flouting the law.
Of our courts.
And the people of Maricopa County put him back in as sheriff.
They tried to make him a senator.
Well, no,
am I right?
No.
Was it a senator?
He ran for senator, but he lost bigly.
That's scary though. You know, that's scary to me because I think about that in the terms of like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. That's why it's scary that what's his face came in third back in the '90s, right? In Iowa, Pat Robertson. Third, was it third or second in the Iowa caucus?
Second.
See, that's scary. Joe Arpaio, even on a ballot somewhere to me is scary because like, that means it's a possibility. Trump started out as a motherfucking possibility, a remote. God, the Republicans ran the biggest fucking lineup of shitballs for that last presidential race.
Research finds that sheriffs choose whether and how they cooperate with federal immigration authorities.
What?
On one end of the spectrum is a group of sheriffs in North Carolina who campaigned on the promise to cut ties between their offices and ICE.
So that's good. They want to stand up to ICE.
Yes. Since their elections, they've refused to honor immigration detainers, which are official ICE requests to take custody of someone that has been arrested. These are those bullshit things that are not signed by a judge.
Oh, okay.
They should not take those. And these sheriffs no longer allow ICE into county jails. Well, these are obviously Democrat areas.
Yeah.
On the other end of the spectrum... Look what we have. Joe Arpaio of Maricopa County, well known for relentlessly policing immigration status at the expense of civil rights.
But what you said, it's not their job, right? It's not the job of the sheriff's department to investigate immigration status.
Right. Or local police.
God.
And in fact, it undermines their relationships with the community. That's why the main reason they don't want to do it. If the police are going to start... if there's a crime in the area and the police are saying, hey, did you see anything? And people are slamming their doors and hiding because they're worried that they're going to grab you and say, oh, by the way, let me see your papers.
Oh, yeah. And then, God, what you just said is mind blowing. That means that the job of a sheriff is really whatever his constituents want.
They're little kings.
Or their perception.
And they set up these little fiefdoms. Just imagine what's going on with some of these sheriffs in Mississippi. And we know what's going on with some of those sheriffs in Alabama.
Yeah. Bad stuff.
It's like Boss Hog shit.
I imagine
and Roscoe P. Coltrane.
God, you know, I used to laugh my ass off at that show, but I imagine there are some people in the South that didn't get it.
Yeah.
Or maybe they
rooted. Looking back, the whole, you know, General Lee could have been.
Oh, the Confederate flag maybe. Yeah. On his. Yeah, and the other thing was the Duke boys were against guns, but not against taping dynamite to blowing arrow.
See, that's fun.
That is so dangerous.
That's fun.
Imagine, okay, I'm going to light the dynamite, I'm going to tape it to the arrow, and I'm going to shoot it.
So these constitutionalist sheriffs
yes.
believe that the Constitution has appointed them as the ultimate law enforcement authority, even above the federal government.
But wait, what about their bosses maybe are...
They don't have a boss. Who's their boss?
Wait. So I'm going to vote for some sheriff, and I'm going to expect that this sheriff studied constitutional law in college.
No, why would you do that?
Because
are you kidding me?
No, if he's interpreting the Constitution and then applying that interpretation to his fucking job, then obviously he must be an expert in the Constitution,
right?
Well,
the parts he likes, sure. And the parts he interprets the way he wants. That's the problem.
That sucks.
The Constitutionalist Sheriffs and Peace Office Association has over 400 members.
Oh, my God. That sounds...
Constitutional sheriffs vow not to enforce federal laws they consider a violation of rights granted by the Constitution. Yet, these are probably the same scumbags who then say, you can't have sanctuary cities, because that's what the local police and people are saying, is that we're not going to enforce your ICE bullshit.
Because
that's, by the way, not a law.
But they don't want to do that because it makes their job impossible.
And it's not a law. It's not a federal law.
Yeah.
But they have to.
Right.
Congress has not passed a law that says local municipalities must cooperate with ICE and honor their little pieces of paper that they just write a name on and decide they can go grab somebody.
Well, the problem is we got a president, though, who goes on stage and is fucking... press junkets and he'll prattle on about fucking sanctuary cities and how evil they are. And so obviously that dog is going to be comfortable no matter what.
We only got like a couple minutes here.
Shit.
Sheriff Christopher Schmaling.
Schmaling.
Oh, Racine County, Wisconsin, a lovely part of the state.
Welcome to Bean Snappers.
Released a public statement on April 17th declaring that he will not enforce the governor's safer at home order because it intrudes on the constitutional rights of my constituents. Oh, it intrudes on the constitutional rights of my constituents.
Why is he interpreting that, though?
He reminded... Shelby. Pew.
Jeez.
He reminded the county that he took an oath to uphold the constitutional rights of our citizens.
What about your right to not get infected, or life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, right?
Yeah.
Is that hard to do when you got the corona? God, guys.
These sheriffs have refused to enforce state gun regulations, federal land use rules.
Oh, this is that Las Vegas. And
Internal Revenue Service demands for payment of federal taxes.
Fuck you!
The central to the mission of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officer Association.
White people.
Protecting Second Amendment rights.
Oh, yes. The rights to own a gun?
In 2013, 100 sheriffs went on record opposing the Obama administration's gun regulation initiatives.
But doesn't a
they
gun-
sent dozens of letters to the White House stating that they will defend their constituents' constitutional rights by refusing to enforce your new gun regulation.
But if it's a gun regulation from the government, don't they have to enforce it?
They're saying they don't.
Then they should all be fired if they put that down in writing, because they're not
elected,
doing their fucking job.
They
Fuck.
Can't be fired. That's the whole point.
Damn.
That's why we need to change shit.
What the fuck? Here's what I don't get about that. Well, they're elected. That's the problem. I was going to say, gun regulations and gun control, wouldn't you think that would help law enforcement do their fucking job? Would it?
Well, that's why most city law enforcement officials are for gun regulations and sensible gun laws.
They don't want more gun owners?
Right.
Wow, that's weird.
A lot of the times they're going to places where people got guns.
God.
And they'd rather not. They'd rather violate people's civil rights without having guns pointed
at
them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got to stand your ground here. Fuck. God damn.
There you go. That's where we're battling these little fucking sheriffs who think they're the kings of their little domain.
Yeah. And you think some of them get off on like the power aspect of it? Are they awful males?
Do you think? Oh, yeah.
You think are they toxic? Are they toxic? Toxic.
I'm sure there's nothing but alpha males allowed in the Constitutional Sheriffs Association.
Oh, absolutely.
No cucks.
Yeah. How about our alpha male sheriff who just let his guys just fuck around here and his fucking whatever.
Thanks for joining, everybody. Let's do it again tomorrow for Faithless Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we'll be out, as always, as a podcast on your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some stuff on social media. Check it out at RatedRComedy on the Instagram, the Twitter, and the Facebook, or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. So freaking Vile.
All the alpha males out there should have a great evening, and all the cucks should just fuck off.
Toxic. Have a great evening, everybody.
Toxic.
Just stop sucking George Soros's ding-a-ling.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.